We resume Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Vav, Sif Yudalad, B'mincha Koidim Kriyas HaTorah, Mincha right before Kriyas HaTorah, Omrim, we say the Pasuk V'anis Filasi. V'pimash Darsha Rabbi Seinu Zichronim V'racham is based on what Chazal teaches on the Pasuk, Yusichu Bi Yosh V'eshah Negine Shosei Sheikham, V'ksiv Achrav V'anis Filasi. Amadavol Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shleilam, in Uma Zeh Kishar Umas Olam, Kal Yisrael is different than everyone else. Umas Olam, all the other nations, Kishem Shoysim and Mishtakim, when they drink and get intoxicated, Kol Chen HaPachsim, they act inappropriately. Vano Loiken, we are not that way. Alaf Bishas Asinu, even though we've drank wine by Kiddush, by Shabbos, by day, Vanis Filosi, L'chein Oimrim Oysa L'fnei Kriyas HaTorah, and that's why it should be said before Kriyas HaTorah. Lahoidusli Yitzrein, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shloi Som Chalkeinu Kehem, that we are different. V'fil HaReikim Shebanu, even people who are not special Talmidei Chachamim, Boim come to Shul Shabbos afternoon, L'shmai HaTorah, to hear Torah. V'yantav Shechal B'chayil, but if Yantav comes out during the week, we don't read from the Sefer Torah by Mincha and Yontif, then Ein Amar Misoi, we don't say Venis Filosi. Av B'Shabbos, on the other hand, on Shabbos, even if it is a situation, Api Shein Sefer Torah, Likros, there is no Sefer Torah available to read from, Mekamakam Amar Misoi, which should be said, Vramar Misoi, and if there's no Kriyas HaTorah, we say it Koidim Chatzi HaKadosh, before the Chatzi Kaddish, that there should be no interruption ben HaKadosh that we say and the Shemoneh Esrei of Mincham. There is, the Zohar says that when one says Venis Filosi, it's a wonderful, tremendous time for Kodesh Baruch Hu to hear our tefillah, and we should therefore stand when it's said. And many have the minig that they only say Venis Filosi after the Aron Kodesh has opened up. The on Yom Kippur, when we don't eat and drink, and if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, they're different minhagim, if you should or shouldn't say Venis Filosi. Sif Tazov Lacha Chazar Shemar Esrei, after Chazar Shats, Noig and Leimer, the minig is to save Shabbos by Minchat Tzidkos Tzedek. The Mishloish Psukim, those are three Psukim, Kain Tzidik Adin, that we're speaking and we're accepting the decree of Hashem, al shloisha tzaddikim sheniftu b'shazoyis, for three great tzaddikim who died at that time, Yosef, Moshe, v'David, v'im v'yoyim. But if this is a Shabbos, shu'm, if it was a weekday, lo'hayim tachnun, it would be a day we don't say tachnun, ein omer mesay, we don't say v'nis filasi. On Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, that fall on Shabbos, there are different menhagim if tzidkoska should be said. Akeshim spal b'tziva beis ha'ovel omer mosoi. If it's a beis ha'ovel, we say it, even though we don't say tachnan, in the home of an ovel normally. Dim lo yimrua, for it will not be said, have a peresia. It'll show that this is a home of a velus. Ven avelus b'peresia b'shabbos. We're not supposed to show a velus publicly on Shabbos. But there are those that do have the minig, that if there's a mincha being stavened in an oval's home on Shabbos afternoon, they don't say tzidkoscha, just like we don't say tachnun during the week in the home of an oval. Sif tazayin em tabi Shabbos b'yontif. On Shabbos b'yontif, somebody made an error. V'hiskel brachsim tziyah shalchol. And began the Shemoneh Esrei with the weekday brachas. V'niskel b'emtza bracha. And then in the middle of the bracha, he realized it was Shabbos. Tzarech ligma kolayis bracha she'hiskel. He has to finish the bracha that he began. V'akach, and then, mask le bracha amtsar shel Shabbos yontif, and then he could start davening the nusach of davening of Shabbos or yontif. But tamhu, and the reason is, shem demin hadin, hayroi l'sakin gam b'Shabbos kol brachas amtsayis k'maychal. That really, during, on Shabbos, we should have the same Shemoneh Esrei as during the week. Laska kedusha sayoyim, and just we would mention Shabbos, b'ritzei, b'brichas ritzei, just like on Shchodesh Cholamoid, we say the regular Shemoneh Esrei, we just say Yalav Yovei Beritzei. Elab Nei Kvoit Shabbos V'Yontif, But because of Kavod Shabbos Yantav, lo hitrichu achachamim, miskino bracha achas, emtsos l'kedushas hayoyim. They took out all the muddled brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei and just inserted that one bracha. Avzash yischa bracha shel chol, but this person that already began the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, yesh loy ligmar ois bracha, he should finish the bracha that he began, because kivin shiru loymer atam adin. Halachically, it is the right time to say the bracha. Even though this halacha is said, says the Shoyle Meshiv, that is, this halacha is only applicable for an individual. The Shlich Tzibur that makes such a mistake should immediately start the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. The question is, it was so concerned about Shabbos not being a Tircha de Tzibura, the Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos is longer than the Pesukah de Zimra during the week. So they explain, the Chikrei Lev explains, that the Shmoneh Esrei is when we need to stand, so we have to have more kavana, and that's why on Shabbos they weren't obligated to do that. But the Pesukah de Zimra, which we don't stand by, and doesn't have the same level of kavana. Another pshat that I saw is when one davens the Shmoneh Esrei, then he remembers and recognizes all the things that he needs. And that could cause him some level of stress, which we don't want to have on Shabbos. This Pesukah de Zimra doesn't have these kind of parts to it, and therefore it could be said on Shabbos. Not only could it be said on Shabbos, we could say even a longer Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos. Sif Yudzayin. I feel like Hiskel Rakteva Echz Mebracha. Even one just began one word of the bracha of the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. V'niska Miyan, and then he immediately remembers. Sarach Ligma Kalabracha, he should finish the entire bracha. Chutz Mebrichas Atachainin. The exception is the bracha of Atachainin. Im loy over atayin rak tevis ato. If we just said the word ato, kivin shagam tefila Shabbos arvis umincha maschilus ato. If you would say the Shabbos davening, it also begins with the word ato. L'chein am tefilas arvis umincha by marv umincha abisha shachach shu Shabbos. Even though he forgot that it's Shabbos, the hiskel tevis ato, he says the word ato. Adas, and it was actually his intention, loyma atachainin. And then he realizes it's Shabbos. Ain't tzarich leimer brachas atachainim. Even though we learned in the previous sif, if you begin a weekday bracha, you conclude it. Here, you don't have to do that. But if this happened in Shachris, where the bracha does not begin with the word atom, as imal yatois machm shayusav shuchol, if the mistake happened because he indeed got confused and thought it's a weekday, then the halacha will be tzarich legmar brachas atachainin. He has to finish all brachas atachainin. Avol miyadei shu Shabbos. He does recognize his Shabbos. The tzarich legmar, and therefore by shachris, he should be saying after at the kadosh yisvech moishem. Al shenichshel b'lashonah, he made an error. Machmas hergoyle, because that's the standard nusach that he says in Shemoneh Esrei. Vamatevus atop. We could be lenient and he doesn't have to finish the bracha of atachainin. He says the word ato and then he can continue saying yismach moshe. The kiva, why do we have this leniency? The kiva sheyesh b'tefilas Shabbos gam kein tefilas shemaschilas ato, since by marv mincha the bracha begins with the word ato, havelei k'mashata b'tefilas Shabbos mezul lezu. So the halacha views it as if he made a mistake from one tefillah on Shabbos to a different tefillah on Shabbos. Mach shiyada shu Shabbos, given that he knew that today is Shabbos, avadayin, v'lo yamar adayin, rak tevis ato, and he only said the word ato. Im sifchi yutches, im loy niska ad brachas achronis. If he doesn't recognize that he made this mistake and said the weekday Shemoneh Esrei until he gets to Ritzei, danim Ritzei lahalim, paisik emtz bracha v'makam sheneschel, he stops wherever he remembers. Mask b'shel Shabbos Yontev. He says the nusach of the tefillah of Shabbos Yontev. The guy Mekaseida then finishes the Shemoneh Esrei, having said it that way. Vimlay niska, but if he doesn't realize that he said a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, ad achashescha lem yilrotzen, until he began saying yilrotzen, then the halacha is, chayzel rosh tefillah has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Sif Yutes, Betfilas and Masafim, by Musaf, Imtab Barachas Imtsoy Shachol, if he made a mistake and he said the weekday Shmanesrei, Paisik, Bemtsa Barachas and Eskaba, where he realizes he begins to correct himself, Maskal Baracha Imtsoy Shatfilas Musaf, and immediately begins the Nusach of Musaf. Kibitfilas Musaf, Loya Klam and Adin Lespal, Kal Barachas Imtsoy Shkumai Bechol. We said at the beginning of our shir that really Shabbos, it would be appropriate to say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, saying a weekday Shemoneh Esrei bracha is not totally inappropriate for Shabbos. But Musaf is not a weekday tefillah, and therefore you should only say the bracha achas shel Musaf. And the same thing applies a Musaf on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed. If the person realized that he made a mistake, he should immediately go to the stop and say the proper Nusach HaTfilah. And that's the same halacha by Ni'ilah on Yom Kippur. Sif Chof. Mishatav Eschla Tfilah Shechol B'Shabbos. Somebody who makes this mistake, Simen Raloi, it's not a good sign. V'yifashvish V'masav Kol Yimei Shvu Abob. He should think about where he is in the world the entire next week. V'yasa Tshuva. Because the Mefarshim explained it's like Evet Shemayza Kaisel Rabbi, like a servant who's pouring a cup of wine for his owner and he pours it back in his face. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if he's saying, I'm not interested in your Shabbos. But the Paiskim say that a Talmud Chacham, whose head is always occupied with Torah learning, there is room to not feel that way regarding by a Talmud Chacham. Sif Chafav, and one made an error in the Shabbos tefillos, one from one tefillah to another. If he realizes before he said the shame at the end of the bracha, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha, which he should have said. But if he doesn't realize until after he said Hashem's name, he should finish the bracha and with the Eved, it's fine. The main part of the davening on Shabbos is saying the words, and since by all the tefillahs we say, so even though you didn't really say the words you should have said by that particular tefillah, but you did say the words, so it's considered that you said the Shabbos davening. Sif Chabez Medvar Mamurim. When was this said? Again, Betfilas Arva Shachos Mincha. Ava Betfilas Musaf, by Musaf on Shabbos. And Mespalu B'mkoyim, instead of saying the Nusach of the Shabbos Musaf, he said Tfilah Cheres Lo Yotzer. Hoyev Lo Yiska Karban Musaf. And not mentioning Karban Musaf by Musaf is disqualifies the Tfilah. And similarly, by night, by Shachris, by Mincha, instead of saying the proper Nusach, you said the Musaf Nusach, Lo Yotza. You said Musaf when you weren't supposed to say it, and it's considered from a Shekel of Neim Makim Baruch Hu. It's as if you said something which is not true. Sif Chav Gimel. If somebody makes a mistake by Shachris, and he says the Musaf Nusach instead of the Shachris Nusach, so what he should do is say Shachris afterwards, and he won't have to say, Musaf again. Even though, of course, Shachris should be said before Musaf, if you said it in the reverse order, it's acceptable. Sif Chav Gimel Mtabatilus Yontif. If somebody made a mistake on Yontif, Shahoyle Lach the Mekadosh Yisrael Vizmanim, that's the way we're supposed to conclude the bracha on Yontif. But instead he said Mekadosh Shabbos, Im Chazer B'Toich Kedei Dibur, if he corrects himself in the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Lecha Rebbe, Shalom Lecha Rebbe Meiri, Vam Mekadosh Yisrael Vizmanim Yotza. Vim Lav, but if he didn't correct himself in that amount of time, Tzarech Lachzor L'Hachzchel Ata B'Chatanu, has to go back to the beginning and say of the Shmoneh Esrei and say from Ata B'Chatanu properly.